Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading God's Daily Promises for Educators. We are up to the book of Hebrews and on day 169. But before we read the precious Word of God, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, so beautiful, the creator and designer, everlasting Father, and God alone. Holy, holy, holy is your name. You're the intelligent designer and the judge and jury, the keeper of our souls and the light unto the world. Merciful each and every day and new this day. You're omnipotent and powerful, the quieter of our souls, and the God of righteousness. You are the Son of God and the Son of Man, the tender-hearted Lord, unbelievably awesome, and the voice we long to hear each day. You are wisdom and wonder, and the extraordinary God. We yield to you and say yes to you, for you are the zenith over all life itself. Great God and mighty King, we adore you and we come before you to share this time in your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for your heart. Thank you, Lord, for your direction. And thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We ask you for all of this in the precious and mighty name of our King and Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Today we are up to Hebrews 10, verse 10. So let us begin. The Word of God, Hebrews 10, verse 10, from the New International Version. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And from the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. From the King James Version, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And from the Living Bible, under this new plan, we have been forgiven and made clean by Christ dying for us once for all. The Word of God, Hebrews 10, verse 10. I wrote you a note, my friends, the day that I gathered this promise in the four translations, and I simply call it the note to the educator. So I'm going to read my note to you from my heart to yours. Wouldn't it be amazing to have a classroom where forgiveness could be given once for all? That's obviously the classroom of the kingdom, but praise God for his indescribable gift of forgiveness once for all through Jesus Christ our Lord. Probably the best we can do for our students as his servants is to model forgiveness. So many of our students have not experienced true forgiveness. Many will say, "I'm sorry," when they get caught and not really mean it. But what if we could model forgiveness when we make mistakes? Students are always watching us, and a heartfelt, compassionate forgiving may wash away a great deal of unnecessary guilt our students bear. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in God's promises. The second thing that we do together on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And so that is who we are in Christian Educators. We are here to encourage, equip, and empower you with God's biblical principles. And what's more powerful than his word and prayer? And so the second thing that we do is a prayer of unity each and every day at 1:16 p.m. Now, if you haven't set your alarm or you turned it off, turn it back on today just as that reminder that you are not alone and that you are praying with your brothers and sisters across the time zones. Today, we are praying for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. And no matter where you are, there has been somebody that has a tragedy who has lost a loved one in this school year, if not just recently. And so let us point our prayers towards those in need that way. But if you can't remember that prompt, when 1:16 rolls around, pray. Just pray for the needs that you do know of. Or if you don't know, then give thanks. Thank God for another school year about to be wrapped up and in the books. And so, my friends, we pray together because it is our sign of unity, and it is also based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and you can find these on our website at www.ceai.org. Feel free to share and be an encourager yourself. Today's she entitled, Held Together, the prayer. We are grateful, Lord, that you are strong when we are weak. Please guide us today. Thank you. Amen. And the scripture she chose was Colossians 1, verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. There have been many times in my life that I knew God was the only reason I held together. Many times we speak of going to pieces, either through an emotional outburst, or we feel we are coming undone in our marriage, classwork, or other relationships. We may say our day or plans, maybe even our lesson plans, unraveled, or that an organization or event is falling apart. Today's scripture clearly states, in him all things hold together. What does that tell us we need to do in order to keep our emotions, relationships, and plans held together? They must all be placed in him, placed in his hands, for his glory, given to him completely from the start, instead of when we run out of ideas or energy. In his time, in his purpose, and in his hands, we will be held together. We can be a witness to this by making sure we do not lose our heads or commitment or tempers and our faith. And that was our daily devotional, written today by Kathy Branzell. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's quote is written by Norman Vincent Peale. And he said, change your thoughts and you change your world. These quotes are simply designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Now, I did kind of go a little faster than normal, have you noticed? But I wanted to read to you today the Presidential Proclamation for the National Day of Prayer. It was released yesterday, and I would like to read it to you now. The National Day of Prayer 2017, by the President of the United States, a proclamation. We come together on our National Day of Prayer as one nation under God to show gratitude for our many blessings, to give thanks for his providence, and to ask for his continued wisdom, strength, and protection as we chart a course for the future. We are united in prayer, each according to our own faith and tradition, and we believe that America, people of all faiths, creeds, and religions must be free to exercise their natural right to worship according to their consciences. We are also reminded and reaffirm that all human beings have the right not only to pray and worship according to their consciences, but to practice their faith in their homes, schools, charities, and businesses, in private and in the public square, free from government coercion, discrimination, or persecution. Religion is not merely an intellectual exercise, but also a practical one that demands action in the world. Even the many prisoners around the world who are persecuted for their faith can pray privately in their cells. But our Constitution demands more, the freedom to practice one's faith publicly. The religious liberty guaranteed by the Constitution is not a favor from government, but a natural right bestowed by God. Our Constitution and our laws that protect religious freedom merely recognize the right that all people have by virtue of their humanity. As Thomas Jefferson wisely questioned, "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God?" In 1789, President George Washington proclaimed a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, calling upon Americans to unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations. In 1988, the Congress, by Public Law 100-307, called on the President to issue each year a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as the National Day of Prayer. On this National Day of Prayer, the right to pray freely and live accordingly to one's faith is under threat around the world from coercive governments and terrorist organizations. We therefore pray especially for the many people around the world who are persecuted for their beliefs and deprived of their fundamental liberty to live according to their conscience. We pray for the triumph of freedom over oppression and for God's love and mercy over evil. Now therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim May 4th, 2017, as National Day of Prayer. I invite the citizens of our nation to pray in accordance with their own faiths and consciences, in thanksgiving for the freedoms and blessings we have received, and for God's guidance and continued protection as we meet the challenges before us. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this fourth day of May, in the year of our Lord, 2017, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 241st, Donald J. Trump. And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you of our promise for today that came from Hebrews 10, verse 10. "And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Dear Father, Almighty God, the one who bestows all blessings upon us, oh God, you have created us in your image. Help us to see our students as image bearers today. Help us to see our colleagues as image bearers and all that we come in contact with. Help us to give you the glory for all blessings, and help us to seek your face and to represent you well. We ask you, Lord, for this time together, and we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.
Shout and sing.